At around 2 p.m. yesterday, January 6th, Trump supporters entered the US Capitol building, rioting about the election vote. The building was locked down with some workers trapped inside. However, rioters were treated with a degree of respect from authorities on the scene, with footage showing officers helping people downstairs, even taking photographs with the rioters. This may well be the most blatant example of white privilege the states have seen to date. The online community has been in uproar, and rightly so, at the actions displayed yesterday and how they show the difference of treatment by police on scene. During the Black Lives Matter protest, unarmed, peaceful protesters were assaulted, arrested, shot with rubber bullets and tear gassed. Yet these white extremists have been met with standard police protocol when they rioted, some armed, one of the most important buildings in the states. This was an act of terrorism, but is being treated like a protest. The worst part of it all is that Donald Trump himself instigated the whole attack, with many calling for his arrest. On the 12th of December 2020, he tweeted, saying, "January 6th, see you in DC." The fact that someone in such high power thought it was acceptable to create, instigate, and applaud such actions just goes to show the true meaning of the situation. As one Twitter user put, "It was never about all lives matter." Now, more than ever, it is important to rise up in the face of evil and right the wrongs of those before us. Rioters should be arrested and held accountable, and Donald Trump should be behind bars for the chaos and loss of life he caused. 4 people died in this riot that he created, not to mention the countless lives of black people taken by the people who are meant to protect them. Donald Trump created a mass riot and had been fanning the fire of racism since he has had an influence. People like that must be stopped and held accountable for their actions. During the riots yesterday, Twitter Safety froze Trump's Twitter account and made his tweets about the riots disappear to stop the spread of his lies. And thanks to the riots, Joe Biden has been officially confirmed to be the next president of the United States. Hate will never win. Trump and his mob of white, privileged, extremist terrorists will not win. As Biden himself tweeted, "What we are seeing is a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness. This is not dissent, it's disorder. It borders on sedition and it must end now." For more information about what happened during the US Capitol siege, check out the post linked in the article below.